Well, just this afternoon, at about 1:15 this afternoon, we received word from Petersburg Medical Center that our routine water sample tested positive for total coliform bacteria. And when that happens, the hospital does a further testing on the sample and to identify whether or not E. coli is present. And the sample also tested positive for E. coli.
Okay. And so what's happening now?
What's happening now is some notifications went to the state regarding the test results. And also the response plan for the water utility kicked into place, which requires us to inform the public of the positive test for bacteria in the water, and also to kick off some resampling in the area that the sample was drawn from yesterday. And that is already underway. Water staff is in the area, and taking those samples, we'll get those to the hospital lab today, this afternoon, for a retest. And if all goes well, testing will take place tonight, and we'll know the results of those tomorrow afternoon.
Tomorrow afternoon. Okay, it takes 24 hours or so to get it done.
Yes.
Okay, so basically, at least until tomorrow afternoon, everybody's on a boil water notice?
Yes.
And what does that basically mean?
That's the safe thing to do. The fact that the sample came up positive for bacteria doesn't necessarily mean that the entire system is contaminated. It's important for people to realize that. There are many ways that a sample can be contaminated on the way to the lab or when it's taken from the system. And so that's what the retesting is for. It's to verify that either the system is contaminated with some bacteria or not, that it's safe for everybody to drink. And so when that retesting is done, we'll have more information on the cleanliness, the safety of the system, and I'm confident that this was probably a sampling anomaly, but the safe thing to do in these kind of situations is to issue boil water notices and make sure that any water that's ingested from the system is disinfected properly so that nobody gets sick.
That takes boiling water for what, 3 minutes or 20 minutes?
It's if you put water in a pot and put it on your stove and bring it to a vigorous rolling boil for at least 2 minutes, and then cool it off to drink, you'll be fine.
And home filters, like the ones like the Brita filters, do they filter out this sort of stuff?
No, not necessarily. There are many different types of filters that you can put on your water system, but when we issue a boil water notice, that's what you should do. Do not rely on a home filter system to filter out any bacteria.